your blessing, Lord, this morning, your anointing by your Holy Spirit to preach your word, Lord, this morning, in accordance to your will, to your people. Lord, have my voice, Lord, to speak today in your power and presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So you obviously noticed in your bulletin, there's you should have two tracks in your bulletin. If you don't, there's more on the foyer. And the purpose in that was that in the message today, go and tell. Of course, it's telling. The title is telling that we go and tell and share the gospel of Christ in a world that we live in. The church's purpose is twofold. It's to edify and lift up the people and disciple people in the church. And then secondly, to be a witness. We're a witness to the world. We are to evangelize the world. We are the voice and picture of the love of God. And we're the ones that when people see us, they will see Christ. And that's why it says Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So we're sharing the gospel, but we're also glorifying God when we do so. Now, I have these tracts, and I'm not particularly, fond of any particular certain tracts. Like, I don't have any favorites. But I like the Bridge to Life because it's very cut and clear. I recently was talking to my son who's sharing the gospel with his grandmother. And he has a Bible, and he's sharing with her. And what I suggested to him was this, and I would say to you as well, and first of all, I would back up a minute and say, I'm sure all of you are seasoned Christians. You're already, apt to, you're out there sharing the gospel, and you have different ways and methods of doing that. I share this because it's simple, and as I shared with my son, as he's wanting to be clear and concise in sharing the gospel with his grandmother, oftentimes when we share the gospel, we get off track and we get on a side run and start, it turns into talking about this religion or that religion or who believes this and who believes that. And the devil loves that too. That's part of what he does, is to distract us. He doesn't want souls to be saved. But I like this track because there's four steps. And this is the other thing, is that it's very clear in Scripture. And here's why I share this, is because many times we find in culture today that with evangelism, not all evangelism, but much evangelism, that people are, a person is evangelizing, sharing the gospel with someone, and what they're doing is, and I'm not saying this is wrong in itself, persuading that person to get saved. So they're like talking them into it. Kind of like a, not the same thing, but kind of like a salesman trying to sell you a car, right? They say, oh, it's good stuff. And you're like, wow, I think that's a good idea. I think I'll do that. And many people do this, when they're hearing the gospel, they're persuaded by intellect. And it's not intellect that saves our soul. It's God's word, which gives us the faith to turn through grace. Ephesians 2:8-9. No sense of reinventing the wheel. It's right there. Ephesians 2:8-9, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 says it very clearly. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not by works, lest any man should boast. Nobody can say, I know God because I've done all these great things or did this or that. It's through the word of God. And it's right here. And it's very simple and very clear. And so you want to pray for the person you want to, that you're speaking to. But I gave you two tracks so that the purpose is that when you, if you, I'm hoping that you'll have the opportunity, and God will give you the opportunity. I'll say that prayer today. We can pray it together. And as I said earlier, there's power in prayer. But that through the prayer, a family member, a friend, someone, that you say something like you begin the conversation, well, can I have 5 minutes of your time? It's probably going to be somebody you know. But you can follow. You'll have your copy. They have their copy. And you can even, it's a small track. You can memorize it. Keep it with you all the time. Now, I also want to tell you, I have a lot more. I have hundreds of these tracks. So some on the foyer. So you might come back to me and say, you know, Pastor, I need some more tracks, and I'd be, it would please me, you know, that you're using them and that I could give you more. A thought popped in my mind, years ago. Some of my most fond memories are working with teenagers and sharing the gospel. And this one girl's coming to mind, Jody. She was 16 years old, and I had bought 1,000 Chick tracks. You ever hear the Chick tracks? They have like a little cartoon story in there, and at the end it tells you through that story, shares how to get to Christ. And this one girl, Jody, said to me one time, I'd given her like 50 of tracks, and somebody there would know where the Sussex High Point Regional High School is. And she went to that school. And some of the kids did, and so they were putting out tracks there. And this girl, Jody, came back. I had given her 50 tracks, and she came back the next Sunday. And she said, Pastor John, I need more tracks. And I said, wow, you handed all those out. And we were in church right before church service started. And she said, and I put them in all the girls' bathrooms. And then she kind of whispered to me, and she says, Pastor John, she said, I put a track on top of every toilet paper roll in the bathroom so that when they used the toilet paper, the track would come out. This is a 16-year-old girl. But you know, it was the idea that inspires me to think about that, what was how inspired she was to share the gospel. You know, and teenagers have that little bit of rebellion anyway, you know, and I would work with that. And we're older and we're rebellious too, right? In our own ways. God wants us to share the gospel and use it to fulfill his ministry. But I just wanted to say a little bit about the message today that one of the things they're saying is missing today in the church today is the foundation of the church, the foundational principles of church, the theology and doctrine that's in church. Now, theology and doctrine, the teaching of Christ, you know, people will say sometimes, I've been to many seminars and things where they would send us as pastors of a denomination to learn more about growing church and building churches and such. And that means preach it when it's convenient, when it's not convenient. You know, use every opportunity. I memorized a lot of scripture from New American Standard, so it may say different from NIV. I read NIV in the morning so that I know you're reading NIV. And that's what Paul was saying here. We're not always just hearing, you know, what we want to hear. We're not going to the preacher who's going to just tickle my ears to say what I want to hear, right? We're going to church to hear the truth. You read I hope you read the Messenger. I wrote the article there today. A lot of people, I'll just give you one example and move along here. I've noticed over the years in ministry that a lot of Christians, they have this notion, this idea where we confess to God and where we receive, you know, Christ as our Savior. And there may be somebody today that doesn't know Christ. I hope that everybody, a man's theology, in other words, like Wesley or Calvin or whoever, we miss the mark of God's word and his intent, what he's really speaking to our hearts. So I want to close, let's close with a word of prayer. And I'm sure, maybe I even ask it that way. Lord, we thank you, Father, for your word that saves. We thank you, Father, Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God, and through your word, into the hearts they speak to. And Lord, I do pray that. I pray, God, as you save, continue to save souls, Lord, perpetually, your blood on the cross is sufficient, the atoning blood of Christ to cover the sins of those who accept you and receive you as Lord and Savior. I pray that for every person that's ministered to, that their hearts would turn to you. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.